The governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Henry Kofi Wamba, says monetary policies will continue to be tightened to contain pressure exerted on the cedi and commodity prices. He said though earlier measures implemented by the bank to ease such pressures were greeted with mixed reactions, especially by external investors, the central bank has the responsibility of reducing fiscal deficit in the short to medium term. Dr. Kofi Wamba was speaking at the opening of the 39th plenary session of the African Economic Research Consortium in Accra. The 4-day workshop, which is looking at tax and expenditure reforms in Africa, is expected to come out with policy recommendations to help contain challenges posed by macroeconomic management. Yvonne Atilego reports.
According to the governor of the Bank of Ghana, the downward trend in commodity prices, especially gold and cocoa, in the last 2 years was worsened by the curtailing of quantitative easing in the U.S. monetary policy. This resulted in lower exported revenues and significant pressure on exchange rates and inflation. These challenges notwithstanding, Dr. Kofi Wamba projects a positive outlook in the short to medium term.
The monetary and fiscal authorities will continue to implement coordinated policies to contain the pressure, and it is particularly expected that the implementation of the reform measures announced in the 2014 budget would go a long way to reduce the fiscal deficit in the short to medium term. Indeed, the outlook for the medium term remains positive, notwithstanding the short-term challenges. And this is based on the improvement in cocoa production and prices this year. The onset of that production in the fourth quarter of 2012 is also expected to lead to increased crude oil production and reduced oil imports in 2015, and will be boosted by the coming on stream of the new oil production fields in the second half of 2016.
Presenting a paper on fiscal reforms and public investment in Africa, Professor Christopher Adam of the Department of Economics at the University of Oxford, UK, outlined some tax reforms that can be adopted by governments.
One thing that we would do is create an informal sector. So we have a household that is non-Ricardian, that doesn't pay consumption taxes on its consumption because they're zero-rated or otherwise outside the net, which is Anchor's point, and that they don't receive any capital income. So you get a big distributional effect there, and you can then have public policy leaning in different ways against different groups. So you can start to look at some of the distributional issues. You should be using these macro models to really get to the sort of the detail of distribution. It's not obvious that that's the right mechanism that you want to pursue.
The executive director of the African Economic Research Consortium, Professor Lema Senbet, said public finance is important to any country's economic good. This, the consortium will therefore continue to strengthen local capacity by conducting independent inquiry into problems facing the management of economies in Africa and find solutions to solving them. The workshop brought together more than 200 researchers from Africa and other parts of the world.
That was Yvonne Atilego reporting.